once or twice, and great job by the coaches. I mean, what a well-called game. I mean, trying to find a seam, trying to find some open field to catch a pass. Of course, it would have been much different if a few of the receivers were actually catching the passes. That would be one thing, but because we had a lot of drop balls on some very, very good passes.
I mean, you could just see in the on both sidelines there, Verberg and they had that chest match. They were both looking at each other, and they were both going back and forth. You get the upper hand, I get the upper hand. You make a shot, I come right back with my counter punch, and they were going right back and forth the whole time.
Yeah, you're right. There's actually two games going on. There was one on the field with two teams, and across there was like a civil war going on back and forth with Coach Durr and Coach Verberg in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout-out to one of our Lakers super fans out there. I want to Marty Baker listening. And
boy,
he
Marty.
Said, what a game tonight. And he never misses a Laker game on 102.1 FM.
Glad he enjoyed it.
WLEW. And that's who we're broadcasting for tonight. Our game of the week was the Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Kurt Damrow along with Stephen Kaczynski as we have our post-game report. And we take care of all of our great sponsors that brought you tonight's game. We're also broadcasting on the World Wide Web on thumbnet.net. You can go on the thumbnet.net and listen to tonight's broadcast later on in the week.
Absolutely.
So, boy, you want to do that. I don't know if I do, but you might want to.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, let's have a party. Yeah. We'll rebroadcast the game.
Re-listen to it.
So the cleanup crew is out there. We see Paul P. Adams there, one of the great sports reporters Southeast Michigan. We thank you, Paul P. Adams, for getting us a lot of the information for our pregame.
He does great work with that.
That we used from the newspaper. Well, we're going to take a couple of quick little breaks as we're still putting our numbers together and closing up our post game and getting the tower all closed up. Kurt Damrow with Stephen Kaczynski. We're going to be right back after this.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rogers. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebelin to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebelin goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebelin. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. But my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Derek Holland from Sebring, Michigan. I'm born and raised in Sebring, and nice to be close to home and work and help everybody out in the community. Right out of high school, I started at this dealership washing cars and progressively moved on up. I've been in the service department, I worked on the cars, cleaned them, sold them, done about everything. The most satisfaction I get out of working at Moore Shoreline is helping somebody get into a new vehicle. It's rewarding. It's small dealership. We're family here. I mean, we spend more time with people here than we do with our own families, and most of the time, family comes here to see us. Everybody knows everybody's family, and it's great. Oh, I love GM. I had three uncles retired out of General Motors, and that's all I know is General Motors. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline. You will get more at Moore Shoreline.
And welcome back to the post game here of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets with our final score 14-24, with the Lakers coming out on top. It was close all the way to the end. The Bad Axe Hatchets threw one more score in there for good measure to finish it up. Went with an onside kick and gave it a shot. Yep. Lakers did recover the onside and enough to run out the rest of the clock. But we got some numbers here. And if you were with us at the pregame, now Stephen Kaczynski and I were talking about how even these teams were matched, how they were going to run a similar offense, how they were going to run a similar defense. Yep. What's our numbers in total yards? Now, you had a young man from Bad Axe who just ran for 237 yards last game. Yep. How did we end up with kind of the total offense?
We're looking at total yards here. Lakers ended the game with 254 total yards. Now, we're looking at Bad Axe, and they ended with 221 total yards.
Wow.
As you said, last week, Jack Clancy by himself on the ground ran for 234.
He had more yards by himself than Bad Axe's whole team got tonight.
Correct.
And almost as much as Lakers ran and passed for tonight. Yep. This was a defensive battle. There's going to be some kids needing some ice baths tonight, because it's mom and dad get out the lidocaine and the Vicks Vapor Rub and hugs.
And it was a first half, you know, Laker or Bad Axe kind of controlled the first half, but it was still pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking, the first Bad Axe's first score came with 11:54 left in the first quarter. I mean, they kind of came out and let it all the way through that first half. And
this looked like Bad Axe was going to just keep steamrolling the Lakers in the first half, because Bad Axe had the momentum.
They came out strong, and they had it basically the whole first half. Then you see towards the end of the first half there that Sears touchdown pass, 19 seconds to go in that in that first half. I think that really, without that is a completely different second half. I think that touchdown pass really woke up this team heading into the halftime. And obviously, I imagine Verberg kind of got into them a little bit there at halftime. They needed something, because they came out and they were a completely different team there in that second half.
Yeah, Lakers have so many coaches. They've got about a coach for every three players. So
absolutely.
I'm sure everybody had a talking to every position.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you had Verberg, Wisner, Dubes, McIntosh, Sharp, Snyder, Lackey, Metzger, Sears, Hartzell. You know, you had Doc Ryder. Boy, you ever see him get going, I'll tell you what, he gets excited.
He gets going, absolutely.
You know, and so they got into him. And it's not that the Laker team didn't play well in the first half.
Nope.
They just looked, from the snap to the huddle, lifeless.
Yes.
And just they put out enough energy at the ball snap. And, boy, this could have been anybody's ball game.
Absolutely.
Whoever's playing Lakers or Bad Axe next, all you have to do is watch one team, because they are
mirror images.
Same power. What we expected, though, tonight, the Lakers have some beef. They have some big boys up front. But the offensive line for the first half, Bad Axe was getting through.
Absolutely.
Every play, they were not stopping the hatchets.
Yes, and they kind of came out and they got punched in the mouth a little bit. I don't quite think they were expecting. Like you said, they always – one thing Lakers prides themselves on is they are not going to get pushed around.
Right.
They're going to bring the fight to you. Well, Bad Axe came out and they brought the fight. I don't think those boys were quite expecting it. And they got punched in the mouth. It kind of took them a little bit to kind of get going and get back and kind of get back into a little bit after that.
Around the end of the third quarter, you could see the Bad Axe defensive line not slow down but not penetrate.
Correct.
The one thing you get with when you have big offensive linemen, and we heard this from the last couple games too, you saw it the last couple games, you've seen it in football forever. You know, if you've got good talent and strength and size, which the Lakers do have, they just weren't clicking here in the first half. But it wears you down.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a defensive
line.
They were about two-thirds the size of the Lakers' offensive line. But you know what? That is tough. That is like weightlifting.
Yes.
It's getting used to lifting for an hour, and then somebody telling now you got to lift for three.
Right.
And you go, what?
Yep. Yeah, they came out strong, but it's that after a while, after getting hit by those boys,
mm-hmm.
after a long time, that'll wear on you. And they just they kept fighting, but you know, after a while, you have, you know, Blake. Yeah.